Bank of America said yesterday it plans to eliminate more than 12,000 jobs. The announcement came 4 days after the North Carolina-based company completed a merger with Fleet Boston to become the country's third largest bank. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The jobs being eliminated represent about 7% of Bank of America's workforce. 12,500 positions will be done away with in the next 2 years. Some of the affected employees will begin receiving the news this month. Bank of America officials refused to be interviewed about the announcement, but it came as little surprise to analysts who follow the company. Joe Morford is with RBC Capital Markets.
Numbers in the press have been bouncing around, suggesting anywhere from 11,000 to 13,000 layoffs. So this is in line with that, which is pretty much as expected in a large merger like this.
Bank of America says most of the jobs will be in such areas as marketing, finance, and back office processing. It hopes about 30% of them will come from normal attrition. In yesterday's announcement, the company said it expects a short-term employment drop in New England. University of North Carolina Charlotte economist John Connaughton says that's an indication former Fleet workers likely will bear the brunt of the layoffs.
Historically, Bank of America, as they've merged and acquired other banks, most of the cuts have come from the acquired bank. So that's not unusual. They simply believe that their systems are better and are more profitable. I mean, that's why they were able to acquire the bank. They were more profitable than the other bank they were acquiring.
Despite the layoffs, Bank of America promises it will eventually restore current employment levels in New England by adding jobs and opening new offices. Since the merger with Fleet was first announced last year, civic leaders in the region have worried about the effect on the local workforce. And yesterday's announcement only worsened their concerns. Matthew Lee from a New York activist group called Inner City Press had fought the merger, and now he says the layoffs confirm his fears.
During the process, when they were applying for approval for the merger, Bank of America didn't say this, and there are many things that they didn't say. But now that they have the approval, I guess they feel they can do whatever they want. They can lay people off, they can outsource jobs, they can, they have a history of closing branches. So we find it pretty troubling.
Bank of America hopes to achieve $1.6 billion in cost savings from the merger. It says its 36 million customers won't notice the difference. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.